I just want to play like the ones that that came before us, man. We watched a lot of film on the previous inside linebackers, and man, they were dogs. So we're just trying to bring back that tradition, you know.
You're really vocal out there. Is that kind of planned, or is that just the natural harmony?
Well, you know, in football, the middle linebackers like Taysom on defense, man. If Taysom came out and wasn't vocal, that'd be sort of scary for the offense, you know. So us inside linebackers, both Buck and Mike, and even all of us, the safeties, even D-line, if we're not vocal, then we're not going to know what page we're on. You know, we all got to be on the same page. So, got to be louder.
I think you guys took a step forward today, the defense, as far as establishing some, you know, key players and some domination.
There's, yeah, a lot of steps forward, but there's so many. We could, oh, man, there's so many steps that we need to take, and we still have so many. But I'm glad that we got to at least, you know, take a couple of steps. But as a defense, man, we could be something special, and this was just something that that can just slingshot into being something special. You know, it's just going to be like – it's going to be an everyday thing or process. You can't just all of a sudden be the defense that you want to, of course, you know. So today was awesome to just ride out with the defense, you know, try a couple of different things with all the different players and all my brothers. So it was fun.
Bronco said he thought the defense caught up today. It sounds like you feel the same way. Like you might agree with that assessment, caught up to the offense.
If the big honcho says yes, then yes. That's the right answer, right?
Pretty exciting just to strap on the pads and play on this field.
Oh, that's probably my favorite part, is that we're in the stadium, man. And I love the stadium. I love all my teammates, my brothers. And we all got to come out here on a Saturday morning and just ball out, play some football. So, yeah, that's my favorite part.
Yeah. Is your transition from offense to defense, do you feel like it's complete?
Nope. And even if I was a offensive player still, I wouldn't even call me a complete running back. You know, you always got to keep going. And we have a lot of experience on our defense. And even in the inside linebacker room, we have a lot of experience. And I experienced players. You know, we have Manoa Pikula and Jeremiah. We have, you know, Austin Heater took a bunch of snaps. And they teach, and they teach, and they teach, and they show, they do it by example, and we keep them accountable, they keep us accountable, we just keep trying to go forward. So,
yeah. What do you personally hope to accomplish in your last two seasons here?
I just want to accomplish, I just want to, you know, be the best contributor I can to BYU, like, you know, give everything I got to these guys, you know, it's a small period of time, and a lot of the other past guys from before, they come and visit us all the time, and their years have passed, and I'm just like, man, you know, I hear stories from all of them. I want to be, you know, maybe one of those returning guys and tell them about our, you know, legacy and what we left for the dynasty, for BYU and for the brotherhood. So I just want to give everything I can, you know.
Who are some guys who've left the biggest impression that way that you're talking about?
On me, dang, we have a lot of them. You know, Russell Talavea, he works with us. He's a big guy that comes around every day, and, you know, and he never talked football until you ask him. He'd be like, holy crap, this guy was a star, and he's just so humble. You know, we have Vic, and we have all the guys from the NFL. Like, Ziggy comes around still, and Kyle Van Noy comes around still, and works with a lot of our outside linebackers. Wani and Wona, those guys, man, they come in, and Brian Keel, like, you know, all these guys, man. You guys know the names. So I just want to be like them, you know.
What's it going to take for the whole defense to come together and be ready for Nebraska?
We just got to buy in day in, day out, and have fun. So I just think take these next couple weeks as if we're playing Nebraska at the end of each week, you know, and just know what we have ahead of us. We have a crazy schedule, and it's going to be a fun schedule, but if we don't prepare, then, you know, then that's when we start getting, you know, a little bit, you know, nervous. But if we all know the work we put in and just prepare and work with each other, and we're going to ball out. We're going to be confident. We're going to be unified. Band of Brothers will be back. You know, it is back.